News, I'm Ben Thomas. Christmas celebrations around the world today. Mika Ann Garcia starts us off at the Vatican.
Pope Francis, in his traditional Christmas message, urged all people of all nations to find courage during this holy year to silence the sounds of arms and overcome divisions plaguing the world. The Pope invoked the holy door of St. Peter's Basilica, which he opened to launch the 2025 Jubilee as representing God's mercy.
Ci chiama al rinnovamento.
The Jubilee calls us to spiritual renewal and commits us to the transformation of our world, so that this year may truly become a time of jubilation. In Bethlehem, hundreds gathered at the midnight Christmas Mass, while the buzz of Israeli drones was heard outside. Meanwhile, in Syria, scores of Christian worshippers celebrated Christmas Mass in downtown Damascus at the Cross Church. The Mass came a day after a Christmas tree was set on fire in Hama province in central Syria. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
President Biden posted a Christmas message on social media.
As we sing, O Holy Night, may I wish for you and for our nation, now and always, that we'll live in the light of liberty and hope, of love and generosity, of kindness and compassion, of dignity and decency.
Judaism's eight-day Festival of Lights, Hanukkah, also began today. In Kyiv, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky lighting the first candle with a delegation of rabbis. Meantime, Russia launched another missile barrage targeting Ukraine's infrastructure. At least one person killed and some half a million in the Kharkiv region without heat. While in Russia, one woman died and three people were wounded after falling debris from a downed drone sparked a fire in a shopping mall. An Azerbaijani airliner crashed in Kazakhstan. 38 people reported killed while 29 survived. No word yet on the cause of the crash. And the Taliban say Pakistani airstrikes killed 46 people in eastern Afghanistan. This is AP News. Two NFL games this Christmas Day. In Pittsburgh, the Chiefs manhandled the Steelers 29-10. Meantime, Shelley Adler reports the NFL outdid the college football playoffs in ratings Saturday.
First up was the game between SMU and Penn State that averaged 6.4 million viewers, compared with the Texans-Chiefs game that more than doubled that average with 15.5 million viewers. The next college playoff game was Clemson and Texas. That drew 8.6 million viewers on TNT, compared with 15.4 million for the Steelers-Ravens contest on Fox. College football games not competing with the NFL did much better on Saturday night, with the Tennessee-Ohio State game pulling in just over 14 million viewers, while on Friday night, that number for Indiana-Notre Dame was 13.4 million viewers. I'm Shelley Adler.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.